Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of Optimize My Life, the blog radio show. This is Ron Clayton, your Friday host. This is what we call the Hope Collection with Captain Len Kane Day. And I'm running a little behind, so I apologize, too. I see, Len, you've already jumped on the call, and I want to welcome you to the show. How are things out there in sunny California?
Glad to be here, my friend. God bless. We were concerned.
Glad you're okay.
I'm so sorry. Well, I've kind of, like, doubled up on appointments this morning. Tomorrow, Lynn and I have been asked to be guest speakers at a business seminar in Syracuse, New York, with a large group of folks that are independent business owners, and I'm going to be talking about building relations. And Linda's going to be talking about some of the product and service ends of that end of their businesses. And so we've been invited there to go be those speakers, the featured speakers. So we're all getting ready for doing that. Right now, one of the gal that Gary and I, Helvenstein, interviewed and talked with yesterday, her name is Bonnie Gardner, and she's actually over trying to help Linda. She came over to step in to see if she could help make Linda's camera work on her laptop, so that when we do Zoom calls, that she can use hers from the bedroom, not just my laptop, but right now our camera's not working. So they're doing that, and if I get a chance to Bonnie, and she finishes up there, I'll have him bring her over and introduce you to her. She's just a neat gal, her and her family, her and her husband. They're wonderful servants, to put your terms available, Len. Her husband work in part of the life outreach team at our new church that we've been going to for about 6 months, and we've gotten to know them in many ways, and really appreciate their love and their walk. And so they're just neat people, and as Gary and I have decided a while ago, but we were not positioned previously, we need administrative help. Gary and I are both really lacking in that area, and so we actually put out a call in my church, and Bonnie responded to the call to kind of investigate who we are, and she wants to hang out with this bunch of nuts. So we talked a little while yesterday, and so we're hoping that things will be moving forward here in the very near future. And so I wanted to let you know about that. This morning, early morning, I was on a Zoom call with a group of business leaders. One, and what we're going to do is we, a while ago, developed a program called Hope's Home Tailor-Made Village. And in this project, we actually have 360 empty lots that are in an area of the city of Buffalo that, because they're what's called long, narrow lots, you can't build a house on them unless you use the tiny home or the attainable homes model. And now we found a way to utilize, the sewers are in, the water's in, the electric's in, the gas is in, the roads are in, all the infrastructure ready to go. And now, without having to go resurvey the property and spend millions of dollars to do that, we actually are going to be able to go ahead and set up. And within perhaps 6 months from now, we'll be not only breaking ground, but we'll be helping people move into new homes.
That's marvelous. Ron Clayton, God bless you for all the wonderful work you do to help make it a better world, helping others. Keep up your great work, my friend. Honor to be here with you and a partner in the program.
Has the UPS truck come to your house yet?
I'm sorry, what?
Has the UPS truck come to your house yet?
Not yet. I'm standing by with my eyes out the window to check to see. Maybe he should be here between 10 and 11.
Oh, our time. Well, maybe your time or my time.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, how are you? It's good to hear your voice, Derek.
Yeah, I gave up more hope.
I gave out more hope cards today.
Derek, I pray that 100 more people like you join your efforts and join what I call the Derek team to doing the same thing, because what you're doing is you're putting light in the world. You are literally helping people light up their world.
I gave out a hope card to somebody. I gave out a hope card today to a first responder.
Right. I'm just telling you, you're just doing the right things, and you are going to be blessed in big ways for that. And we're looking. Yes. Have you talked to Bob recently?
No, not since Wednesday night.
Okay. Well, I will be talking with him later this afternoon, late in the day. But you might want to just touch base with him, because he can maybe help you sew up some of the leads and things, your doors you've opened. He might be able to help you kind of put those contacts, those leads together, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm excited to help people have a better life, Ron.
You know, Derek, if 100 people do what you're doing, we'll have an army so big, we're not going to stop us. So you just keep doing that. You're handing out. You're like
I put my number in the hoop card so they can call me someday, you know?
Yes. So the minute they do, you got to call either Bob or me and say, this person called me. I need help. And we will always, unless we're busy doing something, we will always stop to help you, Gary, or Derek.
Yeah.
So, well, Derek, on the phone, on the other phone, coming calling from California, is our friend, our hero, Captain Len Kane. And some things are going on with the Golden Rule Society that he founded 50 years ago. And
I sent somebody to our center today.
Boy, you're really getting good, Derek. You're really getting good. Len Kane?
Getting good.
Can I share something with you?
Absolutely. Please.
Okay. Well, we work with a young man. He's young like me and you. And he lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and his name is Country Boy. Brian Dorsey is his birthday.
Hey, how are you?
Country Boy has a gentleman on his board of his nonprofit, and this gentleman owns a magazine. It's called Urban Spice, URBAN Spice, SPICE. And it's a many years running online web magazine that goes out every month. And they sponsor functions like a statewide beauty and talent and a fashion show. And the young ladies go and they go to different schools and different clubs, and they learn how to be fashion gals that do fashion shows. And they have a contest every year, and then the contest winner, they give away scholarships and all kinds of prizes, educational prizes, Len. And that magazine, they print a magazine every month. It's online, and they have thousands of people that read it. Well, guess what's going to be one of the featured stories coming up here real soon in Urban Spice magazine? How about the kindness program brought to you through the Golden Rule Society? We're going to promote the heck out of people all over the Southeast. That's one of our avenues that we're going to expose the kindness campaign in getting you and getting people to see the value of the Golden Rule Society and what the kindness campaign could do in their life. I'm really excited about sharing that with you.
Oh, well, we're very honored and pleased because we're here to serve. And the nice thing with people who might be listening, the program is all free. And that's the nice part about it. We're helping to make it a better world. And I'll give you a quick introduction to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. And it goes like this. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And all we do is ask people to share that with one another, because that's what the 11th commandment says. Share the love that I give you with others. And that's what we're here to do. The word of the Lord. So that's what it's all about. And we reward people just to be involved. All we ask them to do is share the message with at least three of their friends. And the more the better. Because we want to go worldwide with this. And simple as that. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully. With dignity and respect. Wow. That's what we've been taught, and that's what we want to do. All right, so help us in any way we can, because we want to help you in any way we can. It's all working together. God bless us all. Thank you kindly. Back over to you, sir.
Well, I'd like to share another action that I'm working and putting together as we speak. When we have a radio station in the city of Buffalo, and it's WUFO. Waffle, and it is it is one of the originally owned single black woman broadcaster in the United States that owns and operates and broadcasts a radio station. It goes now digitally, they go world. You say worldwide, Len? Guess what? Waffle goes worldwide. Now they have a radio show that every 7 days a week, just about 24 hours, 7 days a week, they broadcast, Len. They broadcast this radio station. They're known as the Rhythm and Blues radio station, and they do a lot of service programs for the, we have a Kaleido Medical Center, and they own five hospitals in the Buffalo area, including Children's Hospital, world-renowned. They also have a sports department that covers all our Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, when they come back, the Buffalo Bandits, and all that sport. And they're very, very prominent in broadcasting that, as well as the music. But every Sunday, the mayor of the city of Buffalo has a show, a radio show, and he broadcasts and takes calls, personal calls from the people, anybody in the city, but you call him and call into his show, and he talks to the people and does that. Been doing that for years. And I've gotten to know the mayor firsthand in this past election. And the way I like to explain it, Len, is this election, in order for him to stay and return to office, every single ballot that was placed had to be handwritten. His name had to be either handwritten or they actually got some stamps. You could get a stamp and stamp, but every single ballot that got chosen for him was a hand signature by every person, and he beat the competition, the person who was not, in my eyes, an American. I use the word, I'm not ashamed to say it, I use the word Bolshevik. She really was, she wanted to shut our fire department, our police departments down. How stupid can you get? Well, anyways, Byron Brown won the election by more than 2-1, over 10,000 votes. And we're not a small city. And he got reelected, and how I describe it, Len, is we had an opportunity came up that maybe the lights were going to go out at City Hall, and instead the beam of light, the beacon of light, is still just beaming out there across the city. And our tower, City Hall is a tower. It was made during the Deco era, the 20s, and it's this Art Deco, and they go up to the observation deck. It's just beautiful, and the artwork and the construction of this building, it's beautiful. And so we now have this beacon of light going out over the city, because our mayor, who also has made a public proclamation and procession, he knows the Lord. He follows the Lord. And I know that. I could share that. And so it's kind of neat to have that kind of person, because the other one, he had lost the election, we had a person who was godless. She's an atheist. And we're going to have that running our city. She even drew in she got all the bigwigs of those people that are going around the country trying to destroy the American dream. And that they came into Buffalo to try and say, you got to vote for this person. Well, the miracle is that tens of thousands of people voted for Byron Brown. They had to handwrite. They chose to write his name in. In today's world, most people just want to, they don't want to show up at a booth. They want to vote, but they don't even want to go to the voting booth, let alone sign your name. So this was a really, really, really great miracle. And we're just real excited because we're going to work with him. And the gal at the radio station, her name is Sheila Brown, and we're going to be working with her. I'm going to actually be going on her show. And when I go on the show, what I'm bringing is my the one show I'm dedicated strictly to the Kindness Campaign. And I'm going to broadcast the city of Buffalo, everybody, to join the Golden Rule-sponsored Kindness Campaign. I wanted to know, and that's a operating live. They've got, I want to say, hundreds of thousands of listeners in the United States. And by the way, we're only 20 minutes from Canada. You walk 20 minutes from the radio station, and you're in Canada. So we have the large Canadian audience that the radio station broadcasts to, besides the U.S.
Wonderful news to share the good news. Terrific.
Yeah. Well, I thought you would like that because, yep, we're going to give a platform for the Golden Rule Society and Kindness Campaign like you've never seen. And frankly, 4 weeks ago, I never knew Sheila Brown, the owner of this radio station. I met her in the parking lot. You talk about how God works. I was there to meet the mayor. He was broadcasting his show a few weeks ago on Sunday afternoon. And so I came. I met another mutual friend of ours and a new member of the Golden Rule and Hope Society. His name is Dale Martin. And he's one of our administrators of the Jobonomics program with Chuck Vollmer and the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection. Well, Dale introduced me, and well, he was supposed to introduce me to Sheila, but I got there before Dale. She pulled in, got out of her car, and I got out of my car, and I introduced myself, and we started talking. And I said, well, I'd like to make an appointment to meet you. She said, well, what are you waiting for? Come on, let's talk now. So I made a presentation to her, and then she had me come in. She brought me into the office. She brought me into her office, and we sat down and talked and just started game planning so many, many things that we're doing, including her radio station. Now, listen to this, Lon. You're going to love this. You know the song that Brian Webster wrote, Because of You?
Wow. Brian did a great job with that song.
Well, we are the radio station, because the person we lined up to do that call, do that, to redo the music that Brian Webster wrote, she demanded a $25,000 retainer fee up front. And that was not the agreement that we had with her to start. And so that particular operation and with her is kind of shut down. However, Sheila Brown in the radio station is going to sponsor a contest. And they are international. They're not just here in Buffalo, but they're going to sponsor a contest either to a male or female. It could be a single or a duet to redo and perform a song Because of You. The reward for doing that is, number one, Van Taylor, who is on the Hope Board of Hope. Van Taylor is putting together, we are going to have a recording contract. This person who wins the contest is going to get a recording contract. And then we have a national radio station called Town Square Media. They have 313 stations, Len. And they're going to release this music, this song of the winner that gets recorded on all their 313 radio stations. And, of course, Because of You is the gift from Brian Webster to Hope and the Golden Rule Society. So that's who's sponsoring that song. And then now we've got a contest where we're going to give a national recording. We're not talking about somebody going into the church basement and recording a floppy disk. We're talking about someone getting a professional recording, a professional recording studio, the songs to be released nationally. And, of course, they'll be picked up a contract, so they'll be contracted. We're going to launch somebody's career through Because of You.
Wow. Wonderful. Gosh. Things just keep getting better there, Ron. Keep up your great work. God bless. Wonderful.
Well, you know what? That person will be standing next to you on stage July 4th, July 3rd, that weekend. She or he or them, I'll say, because I don't know who it's going to be. Like I said, we're not restricted to a single, a gal or a guy, or it could be a duo that comes and sings that song that wins the contest. But they will be singing that song and releasing that song that day on stage at the dedication ceremony at the African American Veterans Monument. So just exciting to share that with you. And that will be an extension of what we're doing with the kindness campaign. And Sheila Brown, of course, is involved with us to promote it and promote the whole program.
I'm warming up my voice right now, but I only sing in the shower. I guess we'll have to record mine in the shower.
Hello, country boy. Thank you for speaking up, country boy.
Man,
hey, what'd you think of that?
Great to hear your voice there, country boy. Good to hear your voice. Welcome aboard.
I just know that God is connecting everything. I just talked to another friend of mine. We have a radio station on Clark Atlanta University here in Atlanta, and I just got off the phone with them. But guess what the name of the station is? WAOK.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're ready. I got some good news to share with you guys, too.
Well, let's
go ahead.
I'm going to put water on your brain. The water, floodgate. God said, I'm not going to open up the windows. I'm going to open up the doors of heaven and pour you guys out a blessing. Here comes the water. Here comes the kindness water. We're going to wrap it around. We can put hope on one side and kindness on the other. We're going to change America one life and one bottle at a time, you guys. Just got off with Dr. Brooks. I think you guys talked to him the other week, Lynn. Veteran, 28 years. Also, the guy has 4 PhDs, one in chemistry. And he also spent 12 years on the other side over there fighting for us, Lynn. So he's our chief executive officer now. We're teaming up today with one of my friends. He's the chief of the Cherokee Nation, of the Indian Nation, Ted Sutter. We're going to be talking to him today about what he was doing. As soon as I mentioned kindness across America campaign, I thought he's going to jump through the phone, man, and high-five me. So you and I and Ron will have to talk because I had three mentors, including you, Ron, saying, we got to get her done. He says, the planning period is over. We had our vision boards up in front of us for years. We had to learn patience the hard way. Then we had to sit and wait and wait and wait. Well, guess what, Lynn? The waiting days are over. We're ready to launch. I feel the atmosphere now since the Braves are celebrating now. Go, Braves! You know what? I didn't even know they was in the World Series until they was into the fourth game. But, Lynn, we're ready. Ron, we're ready.
Good. Can I share something with everybody and share this with you? Lynn and I have been asked to be guest speakers at a business seminar in Syracuse, New York tomorrow. And I'll be talking about building relationships. That's my expertise. And I'm going to be talking about how to build relationships. And by the way, the first statement I'm going to say to everybody in the room, you can't build a relationship texting someone. There's no passion, there's no love, and there's no connection. You can only give information. You cannot build a relationship through texting. All that is information. You have to create and use every of the senses of sight, sound, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And so that's my message tomorrow. But on the other side of the, that's only part of the day. In the earlier part of the day, this organization has a air filtration system that anybody can buy for their home or office. And the name of it, Country Boy, is Atmosphere Sky.
Wow.
All right. I'm holding the PowerPoint with the word Atmosphere Sky in my hand as you talk.
I hope it'll runs off of solar power so we can hook it up to Holy Ghost energy so it'll never run out.
There you go.
Well, being an aviator for almost 50 years, I dig that atmosphere stuff up high.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's why you got high wind and you never want to come down, huh? I can imagine you flying upside down up there in the sky about 12,000-15,000 square feet thinking, wow, I'm still an earthly being. I know I still can walk the earth down there and stay with the ones that I love. But, boy, when it comes to getting closer and closer to God, I don't know if I can get no closer unless they put you in a space capsule.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the nice part about flying. You're closer to the good Lord all the time you're up in the air.
And Lynn,
he's always within us.
I didn't want to overstep you. I didn't want to mislead somebody. And I heard they was talking about the last time the astronaut went to the moon. How many air miles did you say you had, Lynn?
Oh, I've got something like 50,000 miles or so. Probably. Who counts? Who counts?
But you said something about the moon. You related it to the moon.
Yeah, it was. They said it was like I had about 3 or 4 round trips to the moon. For the amount of flight time that I had. But
wow. It
was all, I stayed close to Mother Earth.
Wow. It's like Nike says, just do it. Lynn Cain says, been there, done that.
Done that.
Oh, yes. And enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
Except for those times that they were trying to shoot me down and wipe me off into the sky. I didn't like that much at all.
Hey, Country Boy, did you hear that the Golden Rule Society, GRS now has a new subtitle. It's called GRS Travel. And right now, anybody can take advantage of the incredible discount club called Vortex 365. That's a sponsoring company that gives everybody the power to access the travel industry and all the services and all the companies at a guaranteed price discount that they can't get anywhere else. And the beauty of that is not only does the person get the discount, but in using the GRS travel system, they return to not out of the pocket of the person who paid, uses the service and goes on a trip, a hotel, a train ride, plane ride, car rental, whatever. There's a percentage that's given back to bless the Golden Rule Society organization with helping its overhead to operate. And so that's what I call good stewardship.
You know that is a confirmation in my spirit, Ron. Every time I hear Lynn say, well, the Golden Rule Society believes in treating others the way you want to be treated, but then Lynn says, everything that we do is free. Lynn, who's been lying? It must have been the devil. Said nothing in life is free. Now, you mean the Golden Rule Society is going to be giving away free vortexes to anybody in the world, even to people that they don't even know? Lynn, how much does the free vortex cost somebody to save money if the Golden Rule gives it to them?
Well, here it is simply. And now, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, if you got a paper and pencil, just write this down. It's our Golden Rule Society website. Very simple. Golden Rule Society, all one word, .org, O-R-G. That takes you to the site. When you get to the site, in the navigation buttons, you go down there and click on Wise Traveler. Because if you use the system and the program, which is free, you are definitely a wise traveler. And the discounts are incredible. And having been a Navy fighter pilot for a quarter of a century, and then an airline captain for another 30 years on top of that, I have a lot of time traveling, obviously. But the point is, when you get there, you're going to get discounts on travel, airlines, railroads, trains, whatever you want to do. And it's all free, no strings attached. And what happens is we're helping to make it a better world because it benefits everybody. And somebody, one of the church people that I talked to, I said, you mean somebody's going to go and they may save as much as $1,000 or something like that and they don't have to pay anything? Well, we encourage them, if they're really happy with the money that they save, why don't they make a charity, a 10% or whatever they wanted to give to their church or to their favorite charity? Because it then benefits everybody. Makes sense to me, doesn't it? Because that's what we're trying to do. Because whatever we get in the Golden Rule Society, whatever we get, we give. 50 years, we're all non-paid volunteers, ladies and gentlemen, dedicating our lives to helping to make it a better world, doing the work of the Lord. And I tell people, the good Lord doesn't pay me anything, but I understand his retirement program is out of this world. So back over to you, Ron. God bless. Thank you kindly.
But Ron, right there jumping in or in, Ron, you've heard people, excuse me, French Lynn, for using this word on the open air, old people, who now we call them wise Lynn, and you don't get to be old without learning a few things through the years. Old people used to always run up to us children and say, Ron, you know it's better to give than to receive. It's better to give than it is to receive. Somehow through the years, I forgot, maybe they just stopped teaching it to people how to pay it forward, Ron. You remember you sent me to the movie, and now it's come down to giving hope away. You hear me say it every day now, Ron, to do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give love, hope, and kindness, Lynn, away, what happens? It says it comes back to you, but God says, okay, I'm getting ready to transfer the wealth, the money of the wicked. I'm going to turn it back over to the wise. I'm going to turn it back over to Golden Rule. I'm going to give it back over to hope. So as we're strategically going in like spiritual ninjas, walking up to our neighbors who we've never met before, we know they may not be able to do anything for us upon meeting them. My spiritual scanner just says that. But at the same time, the question mark jumps up into your brain. Shakespeare comes to the bat, and he says, to be, Lynn, or not to be? Are you going to bless that person and smile and grin and say, have a nice day? And there goes Ron Clayton over there throwing a thumbs up, and all of a sudden he throws them a curveball. It looks like it's a vortex. They was going to Disney World anyway. You mean if I give them a free vortex, I just save the family? $3,000, and because of that, God said, you bless your family, your next-door neighbor, your brothers and sisters in Christ, men, boy, women, and girls from all the pops around the world, coming together, one nation under God. But Golden Rule had to step up and be a top gun and do it first. So now what happens when you give those vortex links away? Guess what happens, Lynn? God sends money back over to the Golden Rule Society so you can bless somebody else.
Oh, that's why we're here. And people ask me, when I put the Golden Rule Society together almost 50 years ago, they said, Len, what's your philosophy? Why are you doing this charity work? I said, well, the philosophy is simple. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So stick with it, folks. take advantage, be kind, take good care, live the golden rule. God bless. Back over to you, sir.
I heard him say in the background, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're certainly right. Well, guys, can I take a moment and share with you? I do want to, this is a detail about this Golden Rule travel, GRS travel. Now, when someone goes and they register, as you said, it is free, no cost. It's secure. It's safe. A person has a private password that nobody else can use this and would be able to get to it because you don't tell anybody else your password. So only that person who has the site can have it. And now they have their own private booking. They get to book directly with all these companies like Avis Car Rental or Enterprise or Budget or Dollar or any of those. How about cruise lines? Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Princess, Cunard. I mean, you know, Candlelight. They're just American River Cruises. You know, these companies are just wanting to do business more than ever, and we're going to give them the customers that want to go there. Now, let's talk about those customers. One, let's talk about those people that decide they want to, okay, I'll try this, and they go to the site, and let's, I'm going to use an example, and I know it because I did it. We were coming out to Coronado, California. Many of you know I'm calling from Buffalo, New York. So I went online to the Vortex, and I logged in with my password, and I put in, where do we want to go? Well, I put Coronado, California, put the dates in, and then there was a listing. First listing was hotels, so I clicked on that. There were 178 hotels within the limits of the area of Coronado. I could list them by highest price, lowest price, best value. I mean, there were choices that I could put in. And so I put in what I wanted, and I came up with a choice hotel up on, I think it was 8th Street in the Gaslight District. Now, I never knew what the Gaslight District was, guys, but it turns out it's historic. It's one of the early areas of the settlement of San Diego. Well, we went there. We were staying there 4 days or 5 days. And I went to the Choice Hotel, and I clicked on it. Now, what's really neat, this is totally unique. Nowhere else in the whole world has this feature. When anybody goes and uses the Vortex Travel, GRS Travel, when they pick out where they want to go, how long they want to go, where they want to stay, whether it's a hotel or a car rental or a cruise, whatever it is, when they put the details in, the price, what the company, Vortex, takes a, they have what's called an algorithm. For those of you like me, I didn't know what an algorithm was. I thought maybe it was something you eat with spaghetti or something. I don't know. It's a computer program that goes into the internet world of information, and in a millisecond, it studies and it reports what the lowest price, let's say the hotel, the lowest price that in the marketplace that you could buy that room, rent that room for the night when you're going to be there. And they find who's selling it, and they put the number on our site. Now, at the same time, you go to that site, that hotel, and I put same information in that it goes to check out the marketplace. What comes back to you and the number comes up to you is really neat because, number one, not only does it give the price, it actually has the sales tax included in that price. And now when it comes to hotels, for example, every city in the United States, Canada right now, and many places in the world, they have discovered that if you travel, they now consider you a tax source. And they charge you an additional tax called a bed tax. And you don't do Expedia, Travelocity, Hotels.com. Nobody puts that in their price. But we do. So you not only know what your tax is going to be, you're going to know what the hidden bed tax, whatever you're going to get charged when you get to the hotel. And here's the difference, guys. When the person goes to the Choice Hotel and the candlelight discount, gaslight district of Coronado, you stay there and you go to leave, and they, you put your credit card on hold. You know, they take it before you get in. They won't let you in the hotel. You get your bill, and the bill is not what you saw on the price from Expedia. It'll now have the sales tax and also have the bed tax price in there. Now, you better hope that you've got enough credit on your card, or else they're going to come back to you and say, oh, sir, you don't have enough. I can't run this credit card because it doesn't have enough money. And you say, wait a minute, you quoted me $300 for this room. Well, sir, we have the sales tax and the bed tax, and it's now $385. Well, you either got to give them $85 or another credit card. What's different about GRS Travel, and it's the only travel company in the world that does this, it lets you know up front before you leave what you're going to have on your credit card to pay for that room. You don't get that with anybody else. So what we do is we take the surprise expense off the table.
I mean, it sounds wrong. It just sounds like the golden thing to do to me. I'm glad that somebody else had looked into our future and into our lives and into Golden Rule Society's life. And since he's, like you said, he's been a world traveler all his life, that's something he don't even have to think about doing. But to have a tool like the Vortex that you can give away is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, it's real integrity, guys. See, there's lots of people. You go online and you go and they give you, you know, you go. I don't care. Name me a travel company, hotels.com, and they list their price and they say we're going to give you this discount. But they don't tell you what the tax is and they don't tell you what the bed tax is. So when you get there,
Ron,
it isn't going to be the price they quoted you. It's going to cost more.
Ron, now, Golden Rule says treat your neighbor or treat other people the same way. Let me give you another example, Ron. An old friend of mine, he's the first millionaire in Legal Shield, used to be Prepaid Legal. He's been doing it since they've been in existence. When they changed the name from A.L. Williams to Prepaid, he was in there. But anyway, he has seven sons and two daughters, Lynn. Old boy's been busy building a family. So he has nine kids, and they decided that they didn't want to go to the beach this year. They wanted to bring in, go back to old school and do like we used to do at Thanksgiving and get around the old wood heater and pass the bowl around as you sit there and laughed and prayed and cried and told jokes and lies together. You know, we had to throw a few of them in there. Your story had to be better than mine. But anyway, they called me, Ron, wanting to go to the mountains. I said, well, how many people are you taking with you? He says, country, we're not really sure, about 16 to 20. So we need a big, big cabin. You know we got cabins up there. But if not, worst case scenario, I'd like to see how much the hotel room is so I can see how much we need to charge everybody. So I said, hold on, Ron. You know what, our little business comes equipped with the concierge. So I call up the concierge's office. Somehow I always get the accused of women in the Philippines. And that they say, my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure, before you even ask them to do anything for you. But I had them on the phone, fast forward real fast. I wanted them to check eight rooms, Holiday Inn, downtown Helen, Georgia, the busiest, most visited place in Georgia. Ron, Thursday through Sunday on Thanksgiving weekend, it was going to cost them for eight rooms $3,462. Oh, that's excluding tax. With the Vortex link that I said, hang on, let me send you my Vortex. Ron, they looked at the prices. It was $1,760-something. $3,400, $1,760. That's almost exactly half. So that's what Lynn's been telling you. It's not a guessing game. We have the most sophisticated shop around, go look and see what the best retail price is available and come back and tell our family and let the world that's not involved in following the right one, let them pay that price, but give us wholesale price beside the scene because we want to bless each other. do unto others before they do unto you. And Lynn, keep blessing people, and the blessings that you keep giving away, sir, is going to come right back over to you. Back over to you, Lynn.
Oh, God bless you. Wonderful story. And that's a nice, easy way to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what you're going to get by using the Wise Traveler on the Golden Rule Society website. Simple. GoldenRuleSociety.org and click on Wise Traveler. Not only do that, I got another bonus for you. It's a composition that I put together, and I call it the Captain's Travel Tips. Oh, many, many pages. How to be safe while you're traveling. How to be sure that the kids and everybody is safe. All these wonderful things. And the nice part about the Wise Traveler program with the Vortex is you're protected with your credit card and all that sort of stuff. Nobody's going to be hacking in and doing any bad, yours and yours alone to use. If you want to share it with anybody, you can, but why don't you just say, tell them to go to the GoldenRuleSociety.org and tell them to click on, because they get it free. They used to get $33 for the captain's travel tips, and now we're saying it's free. I mean, if you want to make a donation, that's your choice. But it's free if you just want to take it as a free gift. That's what we're trying to do. Just being kind to one another and sharing the love that the good Lord gives us with others. That's why we're here. Keep up your great work, guys. God bless. And ladies and gentlemen, I do want to add one more thing. When you go to our Golden Rule Society website, GoldenRuleSociety.org, which means we're a charity, non-profit, tax-exempt, and all that jazz. You can click on Intiva Health, and you can share this with your doctors, your nurses, your any professional in the medical industry. And I'm a partner in this Intiva Health program. We were selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. So it's a good feeling when you say your prayers at night, saying, Lord, we're part of this thing, and we're helping people with their health concerns. And it's magic. The doctors, the nurses, and the scientists, they love it because they can work together and they have a synergy. You know, you can do one thing, but if you work two or three people working together, wow, it multiplies the results, and they're all good. So it's called Intiva Health, but it's right there on the site. Click on it. You'll see yours truly. And the gentleman who's the founder of it, his name is Alexander Candelario. He's a one-legged Marine. God bless him. He lost a leg in combat. And while getting his master's degree, he found out that he could develop the Intiva Health program. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. So that's over to you, nice people. Take advantage of all. Share with your family, friends, and neighbors, your church, and your charities. Why not? If you have something good, by all means, share it. Back over to you, Ron, and awesome. Country boy. God, you guys are great.
Okay.
Ron, we got 6 minutes left. I got one more.
Well,
for you.
I just wanted to share something. Country boy, I just want to share something with Len. As you know, and you and I already talked, you have a package coming, a UPS being delivered to you overnight. It will be there sometime here soon. And in there is the new actual printed copies of the new the Golden Rule Society travel card that you can hand out and should. I have to tell you that there was a minor error on the card copy that I sent you. And you make copies of it. It's okay. It'll totally work. The only thing that's different is for questions, Linda put my email address. And her email address is the same as mine. It's her name plus her birth date. Well, my name and my birth date is different than hers, but she put her birth date down on the card. So the new card is correct. It's ronclayton52@gmail.com. So anybody will call and ask questions. I'm here to be a resource to answer and help anybody to do any aspect of a backup for travel questions or anything like that. And then we have a whole concierge department behind us. that's going to include, people are going to be so shocked, because when you call Expedia and ask for help, they can't give it to you because they don't have any help. We do. So that's what makes us, and Golden Rule Society is a cut above. And we are so blessed because we got the original Captain Len Kane. Guys, have a blessed weekend, and I would encourage
Ron, every time my last thought left is when Len starts to speak, and he's a Navy man, a fighter pilot. But when we had our business call last night with Dan Vargas and Age, Len talked about wisdom. I told you, you can't hang around a lot of years like you've been around and not become a wise man. His spirit is open up for the wiseness. But, Len, I just want you to know with your kindness campaign, I accidentally, intentionally put the word out on you, sir, as being Top Gun. So you got a lot of people that's right in your sights right now. They got you in their sights, Len. I call them our super friends. Yeah, super friends. We're getting ready to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And we're going to allow everybody to show up and love their very best. Yeah, we're talking about super people that are doing extraordinary things on ordinary days, just regular old people like Ron Clayton and Len Kane and Country Boy. But we're talking about including everybody. I'm talking about every man, every woman, every boy, every girl coming together, Lynn, Burl Walk, to help make for a better world. Ain't that what you just said? I know Joel and Lynn is up there shouting. They're not shouting for the Braves today. They're shouting because the Hope Collection has had a head-on collision with the Golden Rule Society, and we brought in age and wisdom, and we called in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Special Forces. Sounds like a superpower to me. And this time we cannot be stopped because we've got it down pat, Lynn. We're doing unto others before they do unto you, because when you give love, hope, and kindness away, Lynn Kane, them blessings that you've been giving away, Lion Clayton, those blessings that you've given away, Joel Griffin, those blessings you've been giving away, they're going to come right back to you. So y'all keep giving hope away today and keep sharing your kindness across America, Lynn, because we got your back.
Oh, God bless you, Country Boy. You are a gentleman and a scholar and just a wonderful, wonderful Christian man doing the work of the Lord. That's why we're here. Keep up your great work, please, and thank you. Loving it. Wow.
Have a great one, guys.
Over to you,
Ron. Talk to you later. All righty.
Well, okay, everybody. So long for now.
Everybody's cleared for takeoff. You're all cleared for takeoff, Captain.
Watch
all righty. Bye, Country Boy. Talk to you later.